Kevin, Deion Jordan, will he be used primarily as a third down rusher this week, or will he be ready for first and second down duty?
You're trying to get me to give away the game plan.
No, not at all.
Deion is, he's missed some practice time, so we're starting to add to what we perceive he'll be able to handle for the game. We haven't made any final decisions yet. Today he got a good number of reps in practice today, so we're excited about that. And then at the end of the week, we'll really feel better to judge exactly where he's at. But he's going to have a significant role in the game plan this week. I can guarantee you that.
Do you feel like you've got pretty much like three starting defensive tackles for two spots?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I hate to differentiate between any of them because to me they're all top level quality players in the upper echelon of defensive tackles in the league.
Kevin, we've seen some teams where the defense carries the team, the Jets that went to the AFC Championship, maybe San Francisco and Baltimore to a certain extent. Can this defense do the same thing?
When we play defense, we hope that we're going to do our part to put us in position to win every week. I'm a firm believer, being a defensive coach, that if you play great on defense and you play great in the kicking game, you got a chance to win every ball game in this league, and that's been proven just by the teams you mentioned. You also can go back to some of the Tampa Bay teams over the years that won the Super Bowl by playing great defense and offensively they did what they had to do to win games. I believe in our offense. I know our offense is going to get it rolling, and hopefully it'll be this Sunday. We in our room, we talk about the fact that if we play like we're capable of playing, we're going to have a shot to win a lot of football games, and that's what we expect.
Do you think your players, want that role? Do they relish that possibility?
I think particularly our veteran players, they like the idea. They enjoy the challenge. They want to be among the best defenses in the league. And now it's a matter of us going out and proving that we can be, in that same conversation. But the only way you do that is by consistently playing defense that way from the first game to the 16th, 17th week of the season.
And does this seem...
You're going up against Devon Best this week, a guy you guys know very well. Yep. Does he present some interesting challenges as a guy who seems to catch everything thrown his way?
Sure he does. I have nothing but great respect for Devon. I loved being around him when he was here. Great competitor, guy that, is a tireless worker and those types of things. Having our guys know what he's capable of, and I think that in some ways has heightened their preparation, because when you look at a guy on tape, you haven't seen a lot, he hasn't played a lot in preseason, if you didn't know him, it'd be hard to get a feel for him. Our guys know that we had a heck of a time trying to cover him out here, for a long time last season, and then he proved to be such a clutch guy. And he'll be a go-to guy for them. We anticipate that. So he's got our attention, and, we're going to have to do a great job because he's a very, very nifty slot receiver.
And Brandon Whedon, what have you seen on film from him?
Well, he's an outstanding young quarterback. I think sometimes he kind of gets lost in the discussion with all these young quarterbacks that have come out of late. But this guy has a terrific arm. When you look, coming out of college, he set all kinds of records, was a great thrower. He can make all the throws, got a big-time throwing arm. He's last year... like a lot of young quarterbacks, kind of went through a learning stage. He looks much more poised, much more comfortable in this offense here coming back. And we're going to have to play great, against him, because he can make all the throws, and he'll throw the ball down the field vertically as good as some of the top ones in the league.
Kevin, as far as your concerns for this defense, I remember earlier in the preseason you talked about, I can't remember which game, you said they had a 9-yard run, then a 2-yard run, then a 1-yard run. That doesn't seem, the 2 and the 1. Yeah. Do you have any real concerns with this defense? I mean, you know how good you guys are.
You have concerns that everybody just gels together here early in the season. We do have some new faces, and the communication, the pre-snap dynamics that go on during the course of the game when you have some new linebackers and some new guys in the secondary. So we'll, you know, hopefully I think we've shown in preseason that this group is a good, cohesive group. But they're going to have to do it, you know, when we're out there and it's, you know, it's live and it counts. So I'm confident that we can, if we play like we're capable of, we'll be very, very good against the run. We'll have a heck of a challenge this week because the running back we'll face this week is a strong, explosive guy. And their offensive line, I got to tell you, is extremely physical, one of the more impressive offensive line that we'll face. They work great together as a group. So well, this will be a challenge in a run game. And then, you know, hopefully we can create some long yardage situations and do the things we like to do on defense on third down.